Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you along. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for. So get, go get, go get, go get, go get, go get your blessing. Go get, go get, go get, go get, go get, go get it. It's your time.
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 You were made to live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta
tonight. Praise God. You hear the words of the song. Hallelujah. You better go get, hallelujah, your blessing. Praise God on today. We thank God, amen, for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. This is the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring the Apostle Eldon Curry out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is going to be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can't wait to hear that word. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We open up our hearts, our minds, our ears, so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for your revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, Lord, hallelujah, for deliverance. We thank you in advance, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God for healing. Everything that you have in store for us, Lord, we thank you for it on tonight. And we praise you and we magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Simply because he is God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to go to our time of testimony service. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the time when we come before the throne and we let the Lord know how good, hallelujah, he has been in each and every last one of our lives. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading once again. Hallelujah. Praise God. From Mark chapter 11. Verse 24, praise God. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We get ready to testify. We get ready to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I read this scripture, because Jesus tells us, hallelujah, when you pray, hallelujah, what things soever ye desire, hallelujah, praise God, he say, believe that you have received it. Hallelujah, and ye shall have it. Hallelujah. The Lord says a lot of times, a lot of people out there praying for stuff and ain't received it because they don't believe it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You giving God lip service. Hallelujah, praise God. You coming to church and saying you need this and you need that, hallelujah, and you don't believe God gonna do it, hallelujah. Half the time we dry begging other people for stuff, praise God, hallelujah, and acting like we praying, hallelujah, amen. But you, if you were really praying, you wouldn't have to pray in front of nobody. You wouldn't have to ask nobody to pray for you, hallelujah, because you know for yourself that God was gonna already make a way, because you believe, hallelujah, whatever you ask him for, hallelujah, he's already began the delivery, praise God. It's already in process, hallelujah, amen. Praise God on today. We have to believe,
hallelujah.
Believe it, quit wasting God's time. Hallelujah, you wasting God's time and your time too. And you're wasting my time if you're calling me and asking me to pray for you and you don't believe it's going to work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to quit wasting everybody's time if you don't believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. But look at the believers. Hallelujah. Amen. The believers, amen, ain't making no phone calls. The believers, amen, the Bible says that we sleep good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Because we know all things are working together for the good of those that love God. Because we know weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But joy cometh in the morning. See, Jesus told the Samaritan woman, he said, you talk about things you don't know. We talking about things that we know. We know these things to be true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you believe tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're about to open up the line. Hallelujah. For prayer requests and testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to get, we really anxious to get to the word. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to get about 3 hot testimonies. Amen. Praise God. Then we're going to go into the word and we will open up the line again after the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. For more testimonies and prayer requests. But right now, let's get 3 hot testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who's up first to talk about the goodness of the Lord on today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
First of all, giving honor to God.
Amen.
Praise God for being here, being on the line again, being in his presence. I thank the Lord for favor, blessing, and increase. I thank God how he built my faith up how he gave me courage to walk on and run on.
Hallelujah.
The he gonna be. I want you all to pray for me and pray my strength in the Lord.
The conference begins.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, Mother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank Mother Alberta for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, God is good. Do we have another testimony on today? Praise God.
You are now a host.
I want to thank God for letting
you
me
are now
do
a host.
This
you
day.
Are now a host.
I want to thank God for taking care of me and my family. I thank the Lord for blessing me, for keeping me and helping me to do the right things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got
Amen.
Time for one more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we have one more testimony out there on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise God. Like I said, we are going to open up the service again. Hallelujah for testimonies and prayer requests. We do thank God for the testimonies that have already gone forth. Hallelujah on the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace, and then we're going to break some holy bread. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard your testimonies that have gone before your throne of grace on tonight, on your goodness, hallelujah, on your revelation, hallelujah, on your leading and guidance, Lord. Lord, you have heard, hallelujah, how much we love and adore you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We want you to know that we worship you. Hallelujah. We adore you on tonight, Lord. There's no one higher than you. Hallelujah. We love you for each and everything that
Hallelujah.
You've done. We appreciate you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise your name for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his, anoint his lips, Lord, to speak nothing but your word on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the virtue that you have filled your man of God up with that he is about to pour out onto your people. Hallelujah. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord and amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. For those of you just joining us tonight, this is our second helping of the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to get... Hallelujah, another fulfillment of it. Hallelujah, praise God. This is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah, praise God. It just keeps going and going and going. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep going till the wheels fall off. Representing, hallelujah, the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. In Long Beach, California, hallelujah, amen. I am speaking about none other, hallelujah, than our very own, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon Curry. Come forth, break the bread of life, man of God, hallelujah, and allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's tonight. Hallelujah. Glory and praise his name tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come
Hallelujah.
On and bless the Lord, everybody. Even has breath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his great name
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We do love the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Got the victory tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You all let all of heaven know that you got the victory. Hallelujah. You all let the devil know you got the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Shout
to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless his name tonight. We thank him. I mean, no, can't nobody do you like Yahshua. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The songwriter, he's my friend. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of it's a blessing when God calls you friend? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're thankful tonight. We bless him tonight and give him all of the praise. Amen. I'm not going to be before you alone tonight, but I do want to put this in your spirit, what the Lord has given me tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you praise and glory for all things. We bless you, Lord, because there is none like you. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For everything that you are doing, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. By the hand of the enemy, rebuke of the devil and demons. We thank you for your word, Abu Koyad Abbasandu. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one a dot a tittle of your word will fail. So we thank you tonight, God, there's no failure in you. We thank you tonight. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody lift your voice and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We've been on the series on our giving and the power of our offering. Why is the offering so powerful and so prolific? When we give, what they release is in the natural realm and in the supernatural realm. How many of you know that every seed that we sow goes into our future? I remember an old man telling me this and find out for it to be true. Amen. Then God revealed it to me in a greater degree. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
This is what he told me. He said, when a seed leaves your hand, it never leaves your life. It goes into your future and shapes your future for what you need God to do. Can y'all hear me tonight? So when any seed leaves your hand, it leaves your hand to go into your future. There, it's waiting on you to meet your need for whatever you believe in God for. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to share with you something I believe is going to have you shouting all over the place tonight.
Yes, please.
Amen. Welcome in, daughter. Welcome in. Hallelujah. I want to share with you tonight the five hidden benefits of giving.
The
five the
last party in the hidden
benefits of giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two things that the enemy will always try to use to fight you in whatever you're trying to do for God. These two demons will always try to fight you. Once you get past them, then victory is right there at the door for you. Can you hear me tonight?
Amen.
The two demons that he tried to use when we go to do anything for God is fear and doubt. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He tries to bring fear. But how many of you know that it's impossible to fear once you know a thing? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I kept somebody tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we only fear what we don't know.
Amen.
And once you know something, then you no longer can fear it because you have a knowledge of it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Grab these nuggets that the Holy Ghost is throwing out there to you tonight. That's why the Bible says most people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because when you lack knowledge, the fear is right there to grab you. Because you don't know. And the unknown is always what? Fearful. Come on here, somebody. It's why the enemy keep us from knowing certain truth. I try to keep us from knowing certain truth because certain truth does what? Set us free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the more I know, then the less the enemy can get in my head and mess with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 The first thing that I conquer is fear. Then comes doubt. See, doubt tries to come and make you change your mind about a thing. It makes you question it. Thank you, Lord. Anything you doubt, you lose confidence in. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
And so when you lose confidence in a thing, you start doubting that it can do what it say it can do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But God said, I've never failed you yet, so why would you doubt me? Hallelujah. And why would we allow the enemy to bring doubt if God has always kept his word to us? Come on here, somebody. That's what we got to know. See, that's when you go past believing. That's when you got to know what you know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the way to conquer doubt is to keep on believing what God say. Hallelujah. Say, no, devil, I know what my God can do. You can't make me doubt him. I know. See, when you get into knowing, hallelujah, knowing brings what? Unassurance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you can't be assured till you know something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, I know you're going to bless me. I know you're going to come through. Hallelujah. And see, then that brings what? Confidence. Hallelujah. Then doubt can't stay. Why? Because you have an assurance. You know. And remember what I said about fear. It's impossible to fear what you know. Come on here, somebody. So that's like killing two birds with one stone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, the first hidden benefit is knowing this. Giving always result in receiving. Come on here, somebody. Giving always results in receiving. It's impossible to give and not receive. Come on here, somebody. That's why when you sow, you give your offering, you should be in expectation. Lord, I'm expecting you to do something. Hallelujah. I'm expecting for you. to show out on my behalf. Lord, I'm expecting for you to bless me. I'm expecting for a miracle to take place. I'm expecting for the supernatural to happen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's like planting seed in the ground and you're not expecting a harvest. Come on, hit somebody. That's like putting watermelon seeds in the ground and you say, well, I'm just going to plant these seeds. Amen. I don't know if they're going to come up or not. I'm just going to put them in the ground. And whatever happens, happens. No, when you plant the watermelon seeds, you're saying, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I'm going to eat me some watermelon. As soon as these seeds come up, glory to God, I'm expecting to see watermelons. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because what every seed produced after its own kind. So you can't plant one seed and expect something else. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They're going against the law of seed time and harvest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, this works. It says, Gideon always results in receiving, according to Luke 6:38. So, you know, we already was talking about give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. So God says, the blessing is going to come from men that I'm going to touch to bless you with a blessing that's going to be good measure, pressed down. Come on here, somebody. But first it says, give, and it shall be. So God says, the same way you give it to him, it's going to come back to you, but in a greater measure. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how you give it to God, it's going to come back triple back to you. Come on here, somebody. Because it's going to come back good measure. How many of you know a good measure is a God measure? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody need to praise God right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put a praise on there right there.
Hallelujah.
A good measure is a God measure. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because how he measures is not how we measure. He measures. His measure is way beyond our measure. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost from God. I feel my helper. His measure is going to supersede our measure. Come on here, somebody. That's why he said that we're going to have to press it down because his measure is going to go beyond what we think. Come on here, somebody. So I'm pressing it down so I can get the rest of it. In his glory to God, hallelujah. Shaking together. So I'm shaking it so I can get more in. See, everything is about having enough room for what God is going to do. Come on here. That's why he said, I will give you a blessing that you won't have room enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To receive. Hallelujah. The blessing is so big that it ain't enough room for it. Hallelujah. And run it over. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that running over means overflow? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So when God blesses with a blessing that's running over, that means we done stepped in the overflow. Come on here, somebody. That means that I got more than enough. I got a surplus. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said surplus. I'm trying to get into the place of having a surplus blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then it says, shall men give into your bosom? But with the same measure that you met, it shall be measured to you again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he said that same measure coming back to you again. Hallelujah. And so we thank God that the benefit, that the first benefit of giving is that it results in receiving. Being used to being blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm soaking this all in when I'm talking to you, brother God. I'm soaking this one in too, glory to God. He used to be in blessed. Hallelujah. Looking at being blessed, look at being blessed as the norm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell yourself right now, say, self.
Self.
You're supposed to be blessed.
I'm supposed to be blessed.
That's right.
Accept the blessing.
Accept the blessing.
Look for a blessing. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The second benefit of giving is that God will bless whatever you put your hands to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God will bless whatever you put your hands to. Glory to God. Boy, I almost want to turn some somersaults right now. Let me tell you something. Whatever your hands touch, glory to God. God will bless it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what that means. When you obey God and you're giving, that means whatever your hand touch, there's a blessing that's going to come behind. People are going to say, come on, that's how I touch this over here, something. See, like it's something in your hand when you touch something. Hallelujah, glory to God. Y'all touch, it is glory to God. My hands are blessed, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Come on,
man.
Give God a praise. Cover me right now to Deuteronomy 6,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at your hand. Is that hand?
Hand.
You are blessed by the blessed. You are blessed by the blessed. Come on,
blessed.
Somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 15:10. Hallelujah. What is the second benefit? God will bless whatever you put your hand to. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you put...
Thank you, Lord.
These are awesome benefits, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Leave me a Deuteronomy 15:10. Shout hallelujah. When you get there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, give generously. Give generously to him and do so without a grudging heart. That's deep right there, y'all. Give generously. How many of you generously mean that you put a little extra on it? Give generously. Give free-heartedly, in other words. Be generous with your giving. Give generously, take this out, to him and do so without a grudging heart. In other words, don't let your heart be like, oh, man, I got to give this, man. I don't want to give this right here, but I'm going to give it anyway. Oh, no, you done messed up your blessing. When the Bible says don't give grudgingly, that means don't have nothing in your heart when you give. Be happy. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
When you give grudgingly, you mess up your own blessing. You're not going to get the blessing. that you're looking for, because if you give grudgingly, then you have just sabotaged your own blessing. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
So it says, give generously to him and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work. Y'all didn't catch that. Y'all didn't catch that because y'all were too quiet. He said, I will bless you in all your work. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That means whatever you put your hand to, God gonna bless it. Ooh, I wish I had some people that believe God online tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God said, when you give your offering out of obedience and out of love, God said, and give it generously without a grudging heart, God said, anything you touch, I'm gonna bless it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, let me tell you, if you were seeing what I'm seeing right now, you'd be dancing in the Holy Ghost right now. Glory to God. Why? Because God said, it ain't nothing that you touch that I'm not going to bless when you touch it. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Y'all better hear the prophet of God tonight. Y'all better hear the prophet. He says, and God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody nice, the neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's something on my hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's something on my
hands. God has blessed my hands, neighbor. Whatever I touch, I don't know cool. Y'all not my son, though. God got the blessing on my hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you know that God got the blessing on your head, come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. If you know God got a blessing on your head, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, tonight. The third hidden benefit to giving is every time you give, you're declaring something. Mm-hmm. Every time you give, you're declaring something. Oh, God, tonight I love you. Lord, hallelujah. Every time you give an offering, you're declaring something. Can y'all hear me tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I coming through okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout if you can hear me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this. Every time you give, you're declaring something. You're saying something. Hallelujah. Number one, the first thing you're declaring is this. You declare your blessed. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, God, is anybody feeling the same tonight? When you give, you're declaring your blessed.
Hallelujah.
That's why the devil don't want you to give nothing, because he knows that your offering is saying something. It's declaring that you are blessed. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Go to Deuteronomy 16:17. But we all in Deuteronomy tonight, ain't we? Hallelujah. 16:17.
Hello.
And the Bible says, is everybody there? Yeah, Deuteronomy 16:17. Everyone's there? 16. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, each of you must bring a gift in the proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So when we bring our gift to God, we bring it according to how he has blessed us. So you can't measure your gift by somebody else's gift. You measure your gift by how good God has been to you. And so by how good he's been to you, that's how you bring your gift to God. But you bringing your gift declares that you are blessed. And when you declare that, there's nothing that the enemy can do about it. Come on and give God a shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why your offering is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the King James, it says, every man shall give as he is able. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
According to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This little blessing that you can give to God to declare how blessed you are, that's a blessing.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that through my offering, I'm speaking and I'm declaring the goodness of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God a shout. And this, number two, you declare that you are righteous. Come on here, somebody. Proverbs 21 and 26. Come on here, somebody. Let's go to Proverbs 21 and 26. Proverbs 21 and 26. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Were you there? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, the righteous gives and does not hold back. Come on here, somebody. It says that the righteous gives and does not hold back. That's deep. So our giving of our offering declares what? That we are righteous. That's why it's so important for us to give to God, because it declares that we are righteous. And then number three, it declares that you're obedient to the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are thankful to God that you're offering to say that you're obedient to God?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight because You got to stay obedient to God because that's how God works for us. It's through our obedience. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 How many of you getting blessed tonight?
Amen.
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 I bet y'all didn't know y'all often do all this, huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is awesome. Our offering declares that we're obedient to the word. 2 Corinthians 9 and 13. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9 and 13. When you get there, shout hallelujah. Is everybody there? Second Corinthians 9:13.
Amen.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, for your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ, or the good news of the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. The fourth thing that our offering declares is that you declare that you love God. Come on here, somebody. So your offering declares your love for God. That's in John 3:16. So let's go to John 3:16. John 3. And 16. Remember earlier when the Lord was saying that he loved the world so much that he gave an offering?
Yes.
In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, real love will make you give. See, you can't have real love and not give. Especially us as men. See, we as men, we love to give. That's a part of our nature. We just don't like to feel like when we give that we're being taken advantage of. Come on here, somebody. But real men love to give. They don't even go out on a limb and say this. Even when we feel like we're being taken advantage of, we'll still give anyway. I know, but I'm just going to do it anyhow. Why? Because it's in our nature to do what? Give.
Amen.
Is there any brothers in the house that will agree with me tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love to give. We're going to find something to give to. Come on here, somebody.
Because
we don't feel complete if we don't give. Come on here, somebody. Even if it's the wrong thing, we'll still give it. I know I ain't supposed to be over here, but I'm going to give it anyway. Because I just feel like giving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why God is saying, I need to get you good and saved on my side so you can get benefits from your giving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then when we get saved, we want to give. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's in our nature. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You can't have God's nature and not want to give. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you got the spirit of the true living God on the inside of you, now you're going to want to give. Why? Because that's your God nature. And God knows the benefits of giving. Come on here, somebody. How powerful is our offering if it can declare that we love God? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Come on to give God another praise. I feel a praise in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a praise. Glory to God. The fifth thing that your offering declares is this. It declares that you trust God. It declares that we trust Him. Somebody give God a praise. Did y'all hear what the Holy Spirit said? It said your offering declares that we trust God. So when we sow or when we give our offering to God, our offering declares, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm trusting in you. My source ain't no one else but you. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I ain't got nobody else I can depend on but you. Hallelujah. I'm trusting you, God, at your word, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Oh, I felt that right there. Somebody give God a shout over cool Taraban video shit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it says 1 Timothy 6:17.
Voice is who?
1 Timothy.
First Timothy 6:17.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's 1 Timothy 6:17. Would everybody get their shout? Hallelujah. First Timothy 6:17. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Everybody ready? Amen, amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it said, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money. Come on here, somebody. Which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Oh, God, I'm loving this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me read that again. 1 Timothy 6:17. Teach those who are rich in this world.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Not to be proud and not to trust in their money. Come on here, somebody. So, two things we see in this. I don't know if y'all seeing it, but the first thing that we're told is not to be proud. Hallelujah. That we got to stay humble. And not to trust in our money. Why? Because money is only temporary. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Which is so unreliable. Come on here, somebody. It can be here today, going tomorrow. It's not reliable. But their trust should be in what? God, hallelujah, because God can always give us more money. So, amen. We shouldn't trust in nobody but him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who richly give us all we need for our enjoyment. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then number four says, God will increase you so that you can keep being generous. Come on here, somebody. God will increase you so that you can keep being generous. Come on here, somebody. That's the fourth benefit. And that's it. It says, for God is the one who provides seed for the farmer. Come on here, somebody. Or seed to the sower. Come on here, somebody. See, God give us more seed so we can be able to sow more seed. I don't know if anybody catching what I'm saying tonight. See, God ain't going to give you seed to sow if you ain't sowed the seed you already got. Oh, God help me tonight, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We heard about God giving me more seed, and God said, you ain't even sowed the seed you got yet.
Stop being greedy.
But for those of you who have sown seed, God has said, expect more seed to come through.
Hmm.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost just said to you. He said, if you've sown seed already, he's going to drop the most seed in your hands, in your life, and it's going to be more seed than you've already sown.
Amen. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Why did you give seed to the sower? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody get this in y'all spirit. Why you think spiritual people don't get nothing? Why? Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So God is saying don't expect nothing if you ain't sold nothing, if you ain't gave nothing. Hallelujah. How many know that God knows math? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God knows math. God is math. So God said, well, you trying to shut your guy me, glory to God. I'm telling you that when you have a stingy spirit, glory to God, nothing can get to you. Now, you can't get nothing, but nothing can get to you. That's the thing, glory to God. And when you run out of whatever you have, don't expect nothing to come to you.
Amen.
But when you sow a seed, God said, expect the overflow to come your way. I'm prophetically speaking to everybody tonight who have been obedient to God. Expect the overflow to come your way.
Hallelujah.
You got with me tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, expect the overflow. Be looking for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Say, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I feel something in my thank you, Lord, according to my son, give you a shot. So when it comes, amen, you're supposed to be expecting, hallelujah. But then God know how to hit you with unexpected, too. Amen. You be like, Lord, I didn't even see that coming, glory to God. I just gave that because I love you. And he said, I'm just giving you this because I love you. Come on here. All right, y'all ain't saying.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when somebody will praise him like you know he's God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God says, I ain't going to let you beat me giving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm the giver. Glory to God.
Yes.
How you going to beat the giver giving? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, you a giver, but I'm going to show you where you got it from. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's going to give you good measure. Press down, shaking together and running over. God said, it's time for you to step into overflow. It's time for you to feel like what? It's time for you to feel what it feels like to be in abundance and more than enough. God said, it's not my will for you not to have enough. Glory to God. When a plant is sown, he he's sowing because he's expecting a harvest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, expect your harvest to come on in. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God will provide seed for the farmer and then bread to the eater. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Not only is he going to give you seed, he's going to give you bread. Come on here, somebody. So that means you're going to be full. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody online tonight, say, God wants you to be full. God wants us to be full, beloved. So he can give bread to the eater. Because how many know that God don't want us to be in lack? Hallelujah. So God says, I got to give you bread because you sowing seed. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you seed so you can sow more seed. And then I'm going to make sure you have bread enough to eat so you don't even miss what you
Amen.
So you don't even miss what you sow, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 So he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to say, Lord, I thank you for the bread. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank
you for the bread.
Glory to God. Why do you think in the Lord's Prayer, he said, give us this day our what? Daily bread. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And our daily bread.
So he give bread to the eater. I'm just trying to eat. Well, you would have to worry about eating if you sow your seed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't worry about trying to eat. God says, I know what you need, so you need it. Hallelujah. I'm going to feed you, but you got to be obedient to my word. Come on here, somebody, and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the cool part is, amen, everybody trying to eat but can't get full. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come say one more. Hallelujah. But God says, if you just be obedient to my word, I'll give you enough bread. Well, you'll be like, Lord, amen, I'm full now, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't need no more bread. But the bread keep coming because of the law of the harvest. And the harvest say the more you sow, the more you're going to reap. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many is catching this tonight? Glory to God.
Amen.
So God provides seed for the farmer and then bread to the eater. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you're in overflow, you don't mind giving? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you understand the law of giving now, and you got over enough, you got a surplus, and so you say, look, I just want to give. And then you ain't expecting nothing in return, but it keep coming because the law cannot break itself. Come on, it can't go against itself, so it got to keep coming back because it's a law. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Wow. Did anybody catch that what the Lord just said? He get ready to give us a surplus of seed. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, man of God. Wake up. He gives seed to the sower. He gives bread to the eater. And then he says, you get ready to get a surplus.
Amen.
And in your surplus, you gonna start giving. And in your giving, glory to God, because you have learned the concept and the Lord will give it. Ooh, my God, this rich, this rich. We learn now the law of giving. So now we're giving, not looking for nothing in return, but the return is coming because what did it say in the first benefit?
Amen.
Anybody remember what the first benefit said? Wake up, man of God. Wake up. Brother Brian, wake up. The first benefit is giving always results in receiving. So we can't give without receiving.
Amen.
That's a law.
Amen.
And how many know that God would never go against his own law?
Amen.
There are spiritual laws that cannot be broken.
Amen.
Come on and give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the fifth benefit is you will receive a reward for your giving. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now go to Matthew 10:42. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you there yet?
Not yet.
Matthew 10:42.
Hallelujah.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, if you give a cup of cold water to one of the least, not the greatest, but to the least. Because he said, when you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. So why wouldn't he reward us for rewarding one of his least followers? He said, and if you give a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely. Somebody says surely.
Surely.
Surely is a guarantee. It's just like Shell. Surely be rewarded. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So when we give a cup of cold water to a homeless person, or we feed a homeless person, God said, you're going to be rewarded for that. Oh, for a person in need. God says, you're going to be rewarded for that. Hallelujah. Why? Because you gave, and because you gave out of your heart, you gave to that person, but in actuality, you gave unto me.
Amen.
Because I died for them too, and rose for them too. So you are still going to get what? Blessed.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Somebody give God a shout. I'm on so cool. You're not about
Sunday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you feel even more better about giving now? How many of you just had a little cool yet about Sunday have a greater understanding about how powerful your offering is?
Amen.
And especially when you've given it on anointed ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the ground makes a difference.
Amen.
Because every shepherd ain't trying to live holy. Every shepherd ain't trying to live right. Every shepherd ain't trying to stay close to God. Hallelujah. I can only speak for yours truly, glory to God. And I ain't saying I'm perfect by no means, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to stay as close to save, my boy. I'm trying to live as close to save as I can.
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Give God a praise, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we never know when that the Lord might decide that he want to come back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, keep watching.
Neighbor, keep watching.
Keep praying.
Keep giving.
Then watch God. Be God. Hallelujah.
And what
God. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wasn't this awesome tonight, y'all?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The five benefits of giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People just be talking. Come on. You can't be God-given. But you can't tell me why we can't be God-given. I need an understanding with this thing. The Bible says your wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, get what? An understanding. Come on here, somebody. Let me say something with you about wisdom and understanding that God gave me. And I pray it bless your life like it's blessed mine. God said wisdom will tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What to do. But understanding tells you how to do it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So what's good in knowing what to do when you don't know how to do it? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You still are stuck. Hallelujah. You still stuck. Why? Because until you learn how to do it, you can't operate in what you know.
Amen.
You can know what to do. But if you don't know how to do it, you can't operate in what you know. Come on. Teach, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got a lot of people that know what to do, but don't know how to do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can read about driving a car, but until you drive one, you don't know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you can know the book upside down, but until you really get in the car and drive, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to drive. Because getting behind the wheel is different from just reading the book about how to get behind the wheel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once you get in the car and actually drive it without wrecking anything, then you can say, I know how to drive. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But until you do that, you say, I know how to drive, but you ain't never went behind the wheel. We just looking at you like, okay. But you never drive my car. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because you got to prove yourself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is giving us the blueprint.
Amen.
Say, God is giving us the blueprint.
God giving us the blueprint.
Give it up.
Yo, start dancing. Every time you give an offer, you should put yours some jazz or whatever your favorite. And start dancing before the Lord and thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you understand the concept. So the enemy from this day forward should be able to speak anything in your ear about you giving it God. Hallelujah. You should be able to shut the devil up on contact. Shut up, devil. Hallelujah. It got nothing to do with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm at that place now, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm going in this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has shown me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. I can't wait to get more seed. I can't wait to get more seed. I can't wait to eat more bread. Glory to God so I can get more bread. Hey, glory to God. God is saying, I'm giving you the 411. Glory to God. The VR info. Glory to God. So now, when you sow, you sowing from a different place. Come on here, somebody. You giving from a different place. Your offering now mean more now. Why? Because God says, I've opened up your understanding now. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I can see somebody right now. Amen. Tell them, you should have been online tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. How can you try to tell them? I'm going to try to tell them, but you just should have been online tonight. God gave us the blueprint to give it, the benefits, the five hidden benefits of giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God another shout of our Son, though. Hallelujah.
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 Lord, God be ready to bless us to become rich.
Amen.
We already rich because the word in us is rich. But the word is getting ready to become Roma. You ain't heard y'all about God, though, those things.
What now?
Are y'all still online with me tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We already rich because the word in us is rich.
Amen.
But the word became flesh. What's in your belly, what is in our belly, beloved, is about to become flesh. The supernatural is getting ready to come into the natural. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all better catch what the Holy Spirit of God is saying. He said, you're getting ready to birth something so awesome. Honda Dumbo said, can't tell about Hondo. Repetendo Ramandi, your son, out of your spirit, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The waters are about to boost. Honda Dumbo, Kuan Daraba said, can't. Hey, you're about to push something out that's going to blow your mind. God said, give me a praise if you believe me right now. Hallelujah. God said, give him a praise if you believe him right now. Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
yes.
Sister Kathleen, you are an offering away to get your breakthrough.
Yes,
sir. The Lord said you are offering away from getting your breakthrough.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He said, trust me with everything. Because what do we read tonight? That your offering declares your trust for God. I would trust for God.
Amen.
Because it puts us in a place that we have to trust God. God is saying, I challenge you at times to put you in a place to trust me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how many know that God, there ain't no failure in God? Come on. Y'all didn't catch that. I said, how many know ain't no failure in God? Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, it's certain things God can't do. God can't lie.
No, he can't.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
God can't make a mistake.
Amen.
And he can't fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said he can't fail. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He cannot fail. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, God. I wish I could have a praise fit like I want, but I can't right now, glory to God. But hallelujah, he can't fail. Come on here, somebody. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word will fall. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know God can't fail, give him a praise and say, Lord, I know you can't fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God can't fail. He can't fail. And God is saying to tell you that he's getting ready to bless you beyond your wildest dreams. That's why he's challenging us to sow and to give an offering. Because the offering gives God something to work with. The offering speaks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I feel God.
Thank you.
Somebody give God one more shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Ting, ting.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ting.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Are there any questions right now? Are there any comments right now?
I have a prayer request, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prayer request. It's for someone that I know. It's a young man that I met, and you know, and I would like for you to pray for him. He's having problems right now.
Amen.
And I just like for you to pray for him and, you know, ask the Lord to put an edge of protection around him and deliver him and just, you know, bring him back to the Lord, because he was raised in the Lord, but he strayed away. So has my son. So we're just praying that the Lord will bring him back and open up their eyes, because they appear to be blind.
Amen. So they need to give their life back to the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
So they need to obey God.
Yeah, that's what we're praying.
So the only thing they can be praying, daughter, is this, that God will have mercy on his soul.
Yeah. That too, but
especially,
you know,
because he knows the way. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. But you know, they seem to be lost right now. You know.
And what I'm picking up in the Holy Ghost, if they ain't lost, they just want to do their own thing. And God got them in a place to where God is saying, when are you going to surrender?
Yeah, okay.
And stop trying to do things your way and surrender to my way. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So my prayer is that they say yes to God before it's too late. Because this ain't the time to be playing Russian roulette with your soul. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. That's what I keep praying. Amen. That's what I keep praying for Giovanni, that the light bulb will click on with him. Because he's been in and out of church. I made him go in and out of church when he was younger. I mean, when he was a kid, but he's a grown man now. I could invite him.
So he know the way.
With him, but if he won't go, he won't go. But he has addiction.
So he know the way.
The devil's spirit is controlling him right now.
All he got to do is say yes to God.
Okay.
Amen.
If he says yes to God.
Amen. I was just gonna say, Pastor, the Bible do say if we train the way, train a child up in the way that he shall go, he won't stray. So if she already trained him up in that way, you just gotta have confidence that that's in him, that seed, the seed. Like he's talking, the pastor was talking about the seed.
Come on, come on, here, somebody.
You planted that seed in him, so eventually that seed has gotta grow. I done sprayed out the church. I know I basically was on the line and sprayed out the church, but I guarantee you we came back because of that seed that our parents planted in us as children.
Who's planted?
Well, I'm going to happen soon because it ain't time to be playing Russian roulette with your life.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we send the spirit of salvation. Father God, we thank you right now. And we ask you, Father, to have mercy. To have mercy, O God. And Lord God, let them know the seriousness of this hour, God. That they will give their life to you, God. Don't let them be lost, Lord. Save them, God. If it be your will, God, save them. Let the seed that was planted, Lord God, come forth for her son. Come forth for the young man. Hallelujah. Father, I'm reminded of the prodigal son, Lord, when he got in the hog pen, Lord, and he almost ate the fly, but he didn't eat it. He almost did. But he came to himself, oh God. Let them come to their senses, oh God.
Amen.
And give their life to you.
Amen.
We give you praise, and we give you glory. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Somebody
amen.
Give God a praise.
Amen. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I hear the Lord saying, keep giving your offerings because out of that, God going to do something concerning your household.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See, what people don't talk about is that before Job, God always sold, he always gave an offering for him and his children.
Man.
Thank you, Holy Ghost, because he knew his children liked to party. Come on here, somebody. So when they would go out and party,
amen.
He would
amen.
Give an offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So that God would have mercy on his children.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yes.
You remember the morning of sermon? That was confirmation for me because I've been trying to debate on whether I want to participate in the funeral, and my spirit
mm-hmm.
keep telling me not to go, not to go.
Yes.
So I made up in my mind. I said I'm gonna be obedient to God. I'm not gonna go. Because I know what's going to happen. You know, been there, done that. So when you said it was okay, if you don't want to disassociate yourself from people that doesn't have a good spirit or not trying to obey and serve the Lord, you have a right to to tell them
Amen.
No, thank you. And this
That's
is
right.
this stuff. So
yes.
that was confirmation on what I was, because I've been wrestling with this for a few days, but I'm going to follow the spirit. That was confirmation. I was like, that this morning was, it seemed like it was tailor-made just for me.
Thank
I'm
you,
like,
Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Is Pastor in my brain or what? But I wanted to say that was meant for me, so I'm just going to follow, you know. Because I always say that God gives you signs.
Mm-hmm.
And his first voice is him. He's telling you something. And
yeah.
if you disobey it, usually something happens.
Amen.
So I want to say thank you for that.
Amen, amen. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Is there anybody else?
Yeah, Pastor Corey.
Yes.
I
don't
know where
yes, to go. Woman of God.
I really don't know where to go. The enemy is really attacking. You know I told you about the building, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person who we met that offered us to get in this other building, so now he has some problems with the people. At the other place where I first went at, where we met this person at. Now he having problems with those people. Nobody want him to come back around, like this man and did something, but I don't understand what's going on. He don't carry no cell phone. He'll text you off of somebody's computer, you know, and you don't know if he really who he say he is and all kind of stuff like that, so... You know, with being a new person being met by them, it's like, Lord, what is this? Is this a trap of the enemy or what? I know my chicken at my house don't curse me. I can be well attended where I'm at, you know, but the way this person seems like, oh, your vision is an East Bank thing, not a West Bank thing. You need to be on the East Bank. But, you know, I need God to really show me clarification of this. You know, I have too many things going on at one time. I'm trying to raise money to save my parents and them house. I'm trying to make sure I have money to pay my bills because I don't get that much a month. It's more than what my bills are. I got a son sleeping in a car with his girlfriend, with a woman of his age. I don't even know if you really know if it's his girlfriend or what, because she did some tricky stuff. And I'm trying to believe God for a breakthrough in these situations. It's like the more I try to do good, the enemy. It's not like that I don't want to tithe right now. It looks like every time I get ready to do something, the enemy sends all kind of fiery darts. And just like one of the girls that could have came and helped me today, she was begging for money because she knew that I had sold some dinner plates last Friday. But I tried to explain to her that money was for the lawyer. But everybody figure you have something that you don't have. You know what I mean? And it's not that I'm not, and I am praying. But you don't know if the run or staying. And I know the word of God says you're going to get all you know what to do, staying. And it's hard. It is hard. I have a son that's trying to get out of jail that was in there by children lying. And I have nothing that I can really send him right now. You know, somebody gives me $40 for him, and before I know it, I had this money. You know, it's crazy. You know? And I'm always helping people. Like, people come pull my energy from me. They always want me to stop doing what I'm doing to help them. Then when it's time to help me, you can't get them to do it. Just like I was telling my granddaughter. Mama, I need you to make this deal because I won't have me a birthday party. But every time I need you to do something, you can't do nothing for me. I told you that's the wrong day. I go out to feed the homeless on that day. No, I cannot cancel it for another day. You shouldn't have put it on that day. I can't do that for you. So she got attitude because I told her I can't do that. Like saying, you put those people before me. You know that before you did that. So I don't even know how to pray in the situation. And talking about having a nervous stomach, I have a nervous stomach. You know, it's like that. It's no rest. It makes you just want to just throw in your cell phone, take your car and put it somewhere where nobody can see you to know you're home. It's just, you know I need to be on a strict fast. But every time I start, something else is up. And then got to go to the doctor on the money. You know, it's just so much.
Tink, tink.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What, woman of God, as I was listening to you and as you were speaking, you are one step away from a breakthrough. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
The enemy always sends roadblocks when he knows you're about to bust through his roadblocks. He always try to send something to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And you just going to have to step out and obey God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at your situation.
Amen.
Because your situation is not bigger than the God you serve.
Amen.
But God is going to set things in order for you. You just got to step out and obey God.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not enough is just enough for God. Speak, Holy Ghost. And it's time for God to unfix your fixed income. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because it's not meant for you to have a fixed income. Because you got an assignment of feeding God's people. And God ain't going to let you go without. What did the word just say to us today? That he gives seed to the sower. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And bread to the eater. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So no matter what the enemy is trying to say, at the end of the day, if I obey God, God is going to look out for me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm praying that God would just give you the boldness to obey him and step out of the box. Right now you're in the box, but God wants you to step out the box.
Amen.
Amen.
I will.
And whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to give, give it, so that you can begin to walk in and experience the overflow that God has for your life. Well, my God, sometimes you just got to put blinders on and say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you.
Lord, I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Lord, I thank you.
That you are not Jehovah Jireh. Don't forget who your Jehovah Jireh is, because he is your provider. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Don't depend on that lawyer and say, God, you're my lawyer. You're my defense lawyer. You go back me. Hallelujah. God knows your situation, and God is in all of waiting on you to do
is to plant the seed that can meet the need for where you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
And God's going to make your enemies your footstool. Watch and see what I tell you. God's going to make your enemies your footstool.
Amen.
It may not look like there's no way out, but how many know that God is the way? Come on here, somebody. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can't see no way, woman of God, God says, then look at me. Look unto me, because I am your way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe an old songwriter said, God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes, Lord.
He will open doors for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Trust God. And be obedient to your giving.
That's the glory.
Yes, mother. What'd you say, mother?
Do you have a cash app yet?
No, mother, I don't still.
Okay. How about a PayPal?
A PayPal?
Yes.
No, I don't have a PayPal neither, mother. I sure don't. I gotta get a PayPal though. I'm gonna look into that. Amen.
Amen. So it's still in West Union or Walmart, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Sister Kathleen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Will you obey God, mother? Let me tell you something. When you obey God with your offering, you're going to take the limits off of God. See, right now, you're in a limited place. But when you obey God, you're going to come out of that limited place. Because God ain't limited. Come on. Hey! And see, what this offering is going to say is that I'm taking the limits off my God. Hallelujah! Glory. I hear you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's going to open doors for you, mother. If I be a true prophet of God this day, when you take the limits off God, God's going to put you around the right people, and you're going to be like, wow, God. And resources are going to come from places, unexpected places. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. And God is saying, you're going to know that I am the God that take care of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
give God a praise. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's going to enlarge your vision, mother. If I be a true man of God, God's going to enlarge your vision for the homeless. That ministry that you got, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Why? Because God says you've taken the limits off of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wake up, man of God. Wake up.
We need to really pray for Brian Hart because he keeps falling asleep. It's not just him. It's his body. Something wrong with his body. You know, I feel that in my spirit. Something wrong with him. We need to really pray for it.
Amen. Really amen.
You know,
just remind him to mute his phone.
Yeah, he needs to mute. Yeah. Amen.
Perfect.
Because you can tell in that rap today. He had that rattle, that sick rattle.
Why? Mm-hmm.
His heart crying for help. That's what that is.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, cover him, Lord.
Yes, God.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Bye. Brother Brian. Brother Brian. Brother Brian. Can you hear me, Brother Brian?
Brother Brian.
Yeah.
Brother Brian.
Yes.
Wake up, baby.
I'm not sleeping.
No, I know it's you keep going into that that restless syndrome with your heart. Well, you been taking your heart medicine?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know medicine already.
So how you been? Say that again.
Huh?
What you said? Did you been doing what?
To get to you by the pill out the bottle.
They give it to you out the bottle?
Yeah.
You took your medicine?
Yeah.
You been drinking the water like you supposed to?
Uh-huh.
Something ain't right. I have to, Your sister know that you're doing that, you're falling like that? They check you for sleep apnea?
I'm good.
Huh?
I'm good over here.
Okay.
I'm straight.
Well, you need to remember to mute your phone, Brian, because you fall asleep, man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Just when you come on, remember just to mute your
phone.
He's
not aware that it's happening.
Right. So just mute your phone, and then it won't
be.
I know. Okay. We know you're not sleeping, but what I'm saying, you're falling in that trauma with your heart. When you stay still too long, you go into that groaning, that thing where your heart doing that to you. I know that's what it is. That happened with my cousin. Sometimes you need more oxygen when you're sitting down.
And when you're laying down.
Yeah.
Especially when you're laying down, your body requires more oxygen.
Yeah, to get to your heart, because your heart crying. Your heart is really crying. It's like a transmission trying to shift gears.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Saints. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for the blood, thank Lord. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you for the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come on back in, Elder.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many of you are thankful for that word on tonight? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. He said, I give seed to the sower. Hallelujah. Praise God. And bread to the eater. Hallelujah. That's a blessing right there. In other words, the more you sow, the more I'm going to give to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you just going to eat, I'm just going to give you the bread. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you don't sow, I'm going to give you the seed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody once gave me this illustration to the person that was home. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord gave him an ark, one ark, because he knew that this one person that just was hungry was going to take this one orange, he was going to eat it, and throw the seeds away. Praise God. Hallelujah. But to the person who was a sower, hallelujah, he gave him a bag of orange, because he knew that the man that was a sower was going to eat the oranges. He was going to keep the seed and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. That way, when I plant the seeds, I ain't got to get no more oranges from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a harvest. Hallelujah. Some of us just throwing our seeds away. You know, some people eat their seeds. Praise God. Hallelujah. They say it's more nutrients when you blend it and you eat the seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what we're doing with our money. Hallelujah. God's giving us a whole fruit. Hallelujah. And 10%. Do you know 10% of an orange, hallelujah, is the seed? Praise God. Hallelujah. And 10% is what our tithes are. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if we eat the seed, praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't going to have. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to trust God. Stop eating the seed and plant the seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the word. Praise God. We thank God for the harvest that's coming in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word, the educational word that you have put in his belly, Lord. Hallelujah. The promises of God.
Yes, Lord.
While we sow our seeds, hallelujah, and what I see a lot in our life, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up. Keep blessing the man of God. Keep pouring into his heart. Hallelujah. The virtue to pour out onto your people, Lord. Keep giving him strength to walk your walk. Hallelujah, Lord, and talk your talk. And we thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding him, Lord, and ordering his steps. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you.
God.
We praise you and we magnify. In your son's name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord on tonight. Go ahead and give the Lord some more hand praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and start giving glory unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God once again for that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, praise God, not only do we know to sow, hallelujah, we know the benefits of sowing, praise God, hallelujah, and we know to sow with expectation, hallelujah, praise God.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because God told us to expect, praise God, hallelujah. He told us to expect it. He said, if you do this, I will do that. Hallelujah. If you sow, I will give you seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to believe what the word of God say, and not what them old preachers say. You know, they used to say, quit sowing and expecting something in return. That don't even make sense for you to even use those words in the same sentence. Quit sowing and expecting something back in return. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, maybe they're saying it wrong. See, I may sow into you, hallelujah, but I'm not expecting the blessing back from you. I'm expecting the blessing back from God. Hallelujah, praise God. But they was telling us not to expect nothing at all. Just be happy to do what you're doing for God. Do it out of obligation. Do it because you're supposed to do it. Do it because the word say do it. Hallelujah. You should be obedient. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what the Bible says, with all things, do it understanding. You know, it's easier to be obedient once you understand what you're doing, son. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when God told us to do it, let me tell you the difference between God and the preacher. when God told us to do it, he told us why he was telling us to do it. Hallelujah. He didn't just say do it and do it because I said so. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said do this and this will happen. Hallelujah. Do this because of this. Hallelujah. Bring the seed into the storehouse so that it be meat in the house. Hallelujah. I'm telling you how to do it. Hallelujah. They just telling you to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you a member of the church. Hallelujah. You got to pay your temple tax. Jesus paid the temple tax. You got to pay your temple tax. That's what they say. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they never tell you why. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the man of God. Amen. And the way God has given him to break down the why. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just the do, but the why. Hallelujah. Praise God. So make sure you get your seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make sure you get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, is going to multiply that seed. Hallelujah. You notice when you plant one seed, hallelujah, like we were just talking about orange. If you plant one orange seed, you know that's going to grow a whole tree full of oranges. Y'all ain't catching it. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you plant they talk about money don't grow on trees, but if you plant some money, hallelujah.
Come on, Lord,
have mercy. Praise God. Every seed come back out of its own kind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight.
That's it, man.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we got to get that seed in the ground. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God on today. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night. Those of you listening on the airwaves, we're about to get cut off on the airwaves. Praise God. Those of you listening, tune in on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Out there on Blog Talk Radio, we will be back with the revival, that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't going to stop till we get enough. And guess what? We ain't got enough yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We ain't going to stop till the fat lady sings. Hallelujah. It ain't nobody overweight on the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for the word. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over into the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's going to do the benediction for the night. Get back in your hands, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Peace and blessings to you, my brother. Amen. Praise God. Is there any more last comments before we close it out? Amen. I'm looking at tomorrow night. Maybe for us taking a rest tomorrow night. Amen. And then we just turn it up for Monday.
Amen.
And so I'm looking at taking a rest for Sunday night. And we're going to pick things right back up Monday. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are there any comments, anything before I close it out, before the Lord tell me to close it out? All minds clear?
All minds clear.
Yeah. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, for what our spiritual ears have heard, for what our spiritual heart understands. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the revelation knowledge of the hidden benefits behind our offering, behind our giving. We thank you, Lord, how powerful you have made our offerings unto you, God. We thank you, Almighty God. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you that the enemy is a defeated foe. That there is no part nor lot in our matter concerning you, O God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. That he is bound hand and foot and mouth. Hallelujah. In all works,
and trickery of the enemy has already been dismantled. We thank you right now, God, and we give you praise and glory and adoration. And until we meet again, God, on Monday night, we thank you. Let your grace abound on everyone under my voice. And we give your name the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come
on
and give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah, yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, about to dance out my clothes.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance out my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
this spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head,
this spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance out my clothes.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance out my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like blazing. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rep in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino, sitting on the street, telling the people about Jesus as they passed by.
And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, Mama and Daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody.
I be praising Jesus on a daily.
I do.
I preach the word and you ain't gotta pay me.
I'm not the type to do it for the money.
Why you doing
I
this?
Love him cause he first loved me.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
What he do?
Down the road of Calvary, he went.
Uh-huh.
They hung him on the cross, and then for me, he died.
Uh-huh.
But 3 days later, he was back alive.
Let's go.
So when I wake up, I be praising his name.
Uh-huh.
He understands me, and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning,
uh-huh.
and I thank him in the evening,
uh-huh.
cause he loved me, I was dying, and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name,
uh-huh.
he understand me, and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning, and I thank him in the evening, cause he loved me, I was dying, and he saved me, yeah. My enemies are at my table.